Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Health Talk Radio. My name is Donald Snowden, your host, your advocate, your everything health. Just wanted to reach out to you guys and tell you that, again, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate all the things that you bring to the table when you bring your friends, you bring your family, you bring an open mind. And to be able to really harness what health is about from a natural level or from a level that will bring about real change and keep away from the system that has affected us negatively for years now. You know, it's amazing that when I think about health or I think about eating and food, that we used to didn't have to call things organic. It was only grown that way. And now there is different denominations of how we get the same foods. As in, we don't take the same process to grow these foods. You can get some this way, you can get some that way. You can get your tomatoes full of pesticides, you can get them with just a little bit of pesticide, or you can get them with no pesticide. But the one thing about that is, no matter how you get them, the level of nutrition in them is not the same. So therefore, we think because you get something that's organic, it may have more nutrition. And that's not true. It's just grown clean, supposedly. And then if it's certified organic, it's really grown clean because it's been certified. If it's not certified, then, but they call it natural, then there's been some use of pesticide. And then if you just go with the flow of, you know, just going to the grocery store and kind of picking up anything, you know, it may be full of pesticides or it may be full of chemicals that have been sprayed on it to preserve the shelf life of that particular product, fruit, vegetable, what have you. And really now it's time to invest in your health. You know, we're coming up on a new year, 2018, and the pulse of health is getting much stronger. There are so many people that are in a place now where they are harnessing what health has to offer. They either see their family members or they see their friends or different people that are not healthy, or even themselves they've seen a decline, and they want to make the necessary changes to do so. And with the new year coming up, we see a lot of that. And that's why I'm so grateful to have a wonderful team of people who have really embraced natural health and natural healing and the art of feeling good and the system of feeling good. Because it's not just about one thing here or one thing there. It's a system. It's a protocol. Just like there's a system at your job. If you have a particular job, if you work at a manufacturing plant, there is a system. Fast food, there is a system. You know, kind of all of the facets of our life, even at our home life, the day-to-day life that we have becomes a system. You have the mundane things that you do every day. You get up, you cook breakfast, you know, get the kids off to school, you get dressed. That becomes a system. And when you get out of that system, sometimes you can get shaken up. You know, you go on vacation and you're like, man, it feels funny because now I don't have anything to do. I've been in a hotel for a couple of days and you're like, there's no dishes to wash. There's no food to cook. You know, so you tend to be able to relax some, and in some cases it gives you a little bit of anxiety. But that system, depending on good or bad, when you alter your system, it causes growth. It causes a little bit of dis-ease within yourself. And so many people have been on a system of unhealthiness and not for any particular reason, it's just kind of what happens when you fall into the mundane of life every day. You know, you don't have enough time. You get up late in the morning. You get up because you're tired. I mean, you get up and you're tired in the morning. You're rushing out the house. So you don't have a chance to make a nutritious breakfast. So you got to go and grab some. Then you get to work and you're busy all day at work or whatever you have to do, and then lunchtime pops up. But you didn't have time to pack anything that morning because you were running behind, and you didn't do it that night because you stayed up late finishing watching some particular show and fell asleep. And now it's time to go out for lunch, and then you go out for lunch and you say, man, I want something good. And you go out for lunch and you have something good. Then you come back from lunch. You sit back down or you go back and do your job. You say, man, I'm feeling tired. I'm ready to go home. And it's 2 o'clock. And then you go from there to thinking about what you're going to cook when you get off from work. Oh, I got to go to the grocery store. It's raining. I don't really feel like going to the grocery store today. Maybe I'll order something, man. And we've gone through a day where we've let our health not be priority number one. We let everything else in our life be priority number one. And it happens day after day, time after time, and it's not a fault. It's just what happens when you're living life. But at some point in time, those particular days that you miss, that you don't make your health priority number one, catch up to you. And you start to get certain things, and certain things start to hurt, and certain things start to ache. And you say, man, I really need to do something. And then we get to this time of year, and people have got their fill of Thanksgiving and now ready to get their fill of Christmas, and people really start to realize, you know, 2018 is going to be an amazing year. First thing I got to do is get my health together. And I made a post today on Facebook, and I said, what are the two major goals you must hit in 2018 no matter what? And so many people responded, but kind of the consensus was financial for most people. And health, and purchasing a home, I saw a lot of that, and that just brought me back to when you try to get away from the basics of life, it gets complicated if you don't have a strong foundation. And me putting that post in there really brought back the fact that people still looking to find their way. People are still looking to get their finances in order. We're always looking to do that. And no matter what financial level you're at, you always try to figure out a way to either be more frugal or be more giving. And you just cut everywhere you can for most people to just survive day to day. But you always make it because you had 2017 that you probably felt the same thing. You probably posted the same thing. You probably had the same goals in 2016. You probably had the same goals in 2015. And that's okay to have those goals, but what system did you put in place over that year to change that? And that's where it becomes important, because that system is what wins. And when the system wins and you learn how to work the system for your benefit, then things start to change. Then things start to turn around. But it's one thing that people are always focused on, and they say it, but their actions may not always reflect it, and that's health. And this is the time of year when people are talking about it. So I'm really so excited about, you know, the fact that we're coming up with this detox system on the next round for the next group. It's going to be January the 5th. And it's just going to be a great thing. We have, you know, Detox Platform on Facebook. There's a group. And then we also have, there'll be, I'm sure, a group text started so people can reach out to one another and just post their meals, post their thoughts. You know, hey, I need help. I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling that way. And really get the support that's needed to get through this. And that's really what will help sustain people and get them off to a good start, because when you feel better and you look better, you tend to do better. Your confidence goes through the roof, and it's just an amazing thing how just something that small will get your confidence back. You see yourself lose a few pounds if that's what it was you wanted to lose, or you see some inches leave if that's what your goal was, or you feel like you're sleeping better or your bowel movement habits got better. And you take that and you say, man, I feel good. And now you really can start to hone in on the things that are important to you. And because you just followed a system for 30 days during this detox, other systems that you implement around that for your work and your life will work too, because now you've created a level of discipline. And when you create that level of discipline, then things become a little bit easier because you know you have to stick to them, and you find you hold yourself a little bit more accountable. And that's also what the groups are for, is to really be a solid accountability partner, where you're kind of holding the mirror in front of your face, but everybody else gets to see what's in that mirror. And so that's why I'm so excited about that. But another thing about the month of December is, of course, the most obvious is the Christmas holiday and a celebration for different types of religions or spiritualities. You have Kwanzaa, you have Christmas, and you have the Christian holidays. And so those things tend to be big for people, and the giving and some of the, I heard people paying off people's layaways and going in and doing those things. And I mean, and you hear so many wonderful stories this time of year, and it kind of does the heart good to know that there are still good people in the world. There's still people that really care about you. There's still people that know that for some people, they be going through a tough time right now. And just to get that little pick-me-up. But a lot of times those people that get that little pick-me-up have been a blessing to so many other people. And finally get to reap the rewards of the blessings that they've been to other people. And so, you know, goodness doesn't go unnoticed. And that's one of the things that, you know, I try to think about when I want to help somebody, or you just want to show a level of gratitude or a level of random act of kindness. You do it out of the goodness of your heart, not expecting anything back. But when that something does come back from somewhere, it's just such a great feeling. And so I'm excited, you know, about this time of year. And, of course, kids getting Christmas toys and getting the open toys, and you watch their eyes light up, and just that kind of gratification is a wonderful thing. They're able to share with their friends, and they're thankful. And, you know, if you do it the right way, you can get them to understand that you get these things by doing what it is you're supposed to do. You get these things by, you know, being a leader, being a good kid. And if you continue to do that, you will be rewarded. And so that's another way to be able to share that and use that for the good. And then the last thing that, you know, I wanted to touch on for the Christmas for this month is this is AIDS Awareness Month. And AIDS is one of those things, and HIV is one of those conditions that we don't hear about much anymore. It's kind of fallen by the wayside, if you will. You know, you hear from certain people or certain things, but for the most part, it's just not in front of our face as much as it used to be. Cancer kind of has taken over, and diabetes has taken over, and high blood pressure, you know, it's the evolution of those things have kind of come more to the forefront. But, you know, there are so many people still suffering with that particular autoimmune deficiency, as they call it. And there, you know, there's really a disagreement over what causes AIDS and how to treat it, or whether or not the condition is even curable. And so this is something, you know, just what I'm going to start doing is just in homage for the particular month is, you know, looking at what the awareness is for that month and making sure I do a show around at some point in time in that month, because that's when a lot of people are paying attention to different things, especially if it affects them personally. So this is why I chose to do this particular topic. And in doing research on it, you know, I realized there was still a lot of things that I wasn't really aware of, and just didn't have the grasp of knowledge around it. You know, you just kind of hear it, and you hear what might cause it or who might get it, but it is much more in depth than that, and it's really, as you'll start to learn in this reading, you know, it's a lot that goes on with it. And, you know, the accepted viewpoint is that human immunodeficiency, HIV virus, causes AIDS. While this may be one factor, the belief that HIV alone is responsible for the massive deterioration that characterizes AIDS, which is a gross oversimplification. Over years of research, there is no solid scientific evidence supporting the virus as a sole cause theory. Rather, the virus may be a cofactor with other factors necessary before a person becomes ill. So AIDS is officially defined by the Center of Disease Control as the presence of HIV with the manifestation of one or more of a list of over two dozen previously known diseases. I was shocked by that. So, for example, tuberculosis with HIV is AIDS. Without it, it is still tuberculosis. Other diseases on the list are Kaposi sarcoma, a progressive multifocal leukemia disseminated by cytogallovirus, pneumonia, and candidas. Nagging questions persist about the HIV equals AIDS concept. For one, why some people with AIDS symptoms actually have HIV negative? And if AIDS is spread by body fluids, why is it not spread to the general population, and why has it not reached epidemic proportions? And the fact is that most research outside of the HIV and AIDS paradigm suggests it can occur only after the immune system is worn down. This can be caused by long-term drug use, either intravenously or oral, or either recreational or prescription, by hepatitis or by oral or either rec- I'm sorry. This can be caused by long-term drug use, either intravenously or oral, either recreational or prescription, by hepatitis or by malnutrition. Also, excessive sexual activity can weaken the immune system, and sexually transmitted diseases acquired before the individual was exposed to the HIV may contribute to immune system breakdown as well. Additionally, multiple infections place an increased burden on the immune system. Yeast, molds, fungi, and a variety of viruses can play a part. Unfortunately, the all-too-common treatment for infections is antibiotics. Well, what do antibiotics do? They suppress the immune system even further. And so people will have symptoms, which can include extreme fatigue, night sweats, fever, chills, swollen lymph glands, loss of appetite, weight loss, severe diarrhea, and depression. As AIDS progresses and the immune system weakens, the body becomes receptive to opportunistic infections. A form of pneumonia and a rare cancer are commonly contracted. Other forms of cancer associated with the condition include Hodgkin's lymphoma and Burkitt syndrome, a swelling of the lining of the spine, which is called meningitis, or of the brain, may also occur. And the treatment for this, up until recently, HIV and AIDS were considered tantamount to a death sentence. So the conventional treatment has relied on powerful drugs taken in the hope of slowing the progression of the disease down. The trouble is, such drugs add toxins to an already weak immune system, and research is now seen hopeful that new drug combinations can keep the disease under control, and this approach does not seem to be helping some patients. At this point, though, no one knows the long-term effects of these drugs. What we do know is that long-term survivors do not rely totally on pharmaceuticals. Many do not take drugs at all. They alter their diets and lifestyles to maximize the health-giving elements in each. Plus, they make positive affirmations about the future. Under the guidance of a holistically trained physician, AIDS patients should incorporate multiple healing modalities that stimulate the immune system to a healthy state of activity. Different remedies may be needed at different times, and individuals may need to be flexible in their approach. The therapies listed are immune-enhancing, antibacterial, antiviral, antimicrobial, and non-toxic or minimally toxic. And that's just an amazing thing to me when you talk about treatment, because all I thought about, of course, was the drugs back then, the cocktails of drugs that people would have to take. But it's just amazing how the simple thing of boosting your immune system, which we know that works when you have a cold, we know that works when you're dealing with some type of pneumonia or anything, we talk about boosting the immune system. And this is the same thing. The diet, which everyone needs a good diet, but when people have severely weakened immune systems, high-quality nutrition becomes essential. And this is the great part of where longevity comes in, because the protocols are high-quality nutrition. Plus, you're getting all the cofactors together. So you're getting a protocol. You're getting a system of nutrients that help build that immune system. And this means eating organic, vegetarian, or mostly vegetarian foods, and also drinking lots of good, clean, filtered water. Complex carbohydrates should be one of the mainstays of the diet. Unlike simple sugars, these foods are close to their natural form when eaten and work to strengthen the immune system. There are plenty of grains for those who aren't gluten intolerant, and from which to choose from, you can still have things like brown rice, wheat berries. You can have buckwheat, which is actually not even wheat at all, quinoa, and different things in that family to really help give you those complex carbohydrates that, when they break down, turn into those simple sugars. Vegetables are rich in several important antioxidants, including beta-carotene and vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium, which work together as a team to fight free radical damage. And free radical damage is one of those things that is caused by mostly the ingestion of trans fats and oils, because oils oxidize. And when oil's in a bottle, and I'm talking about your olive oil, your cooking oil, your vegetable oils, those type of oils oxidize. When you pour oil out of a bottle and you put the top on, you just trapped air in that bottle. That air has moisture in it. That moisture has water in it. Oil and water don't mix. When they do mix, it creates free radicals in the oil. And then you cook with the oil, you heat the oil, you put it over your food, and now you've just ingested free radicals into the body that now grab onto cells and cause free radical damage to the cells. And when you talk about the nutrients, the beta-carotene, the vitamin C, the vitamin E, the selenium, in dieting or when eating a specific diet, it's really hard to know. You know what vegetables have certain vitamins, like, you know, carrots have beta carotene, and oranges and grapefruit and those things have a lot of vitamin C, and certain greens have selenium, you know, but you don't ever know how much of that you get by eating those foods. You just say, oh, well, I ate about two or three oranges and I got some vitamin C, but you don't actually know how much vitamin C you got. And this is the importance of taking that high-quality nutrition, because now not only do we take high-quality nutrition, but we take it based on body weight. So now you're assured to get the right amount of nutrition for your body weight. And also you're going to get 90 essential nutrients, which is going to house all the nutrients that the body needs every day anyway. So then at that point, food becomes value-added. And even when you look at some of the charts, it'll say 6 to 8 cups of various types of vegetables should be eaten daily. Okay, that's fine. 6 to 8 cups of what? For who? And so even if you ate those 6 to 8 cups, is that based on a 100-pound person, or is that based on a 250-pound person? What is that based on? And how much nutrients am I going to get? Because we know that it only takes 3 minerals to grow a plant: phosphorus, potassium, and nitrogen. So if those 3 minerals are all you have in that plant and you need 60 minerals every day, you're 57 minerals short. So you don't even know if that vegetable had all the vitamins and minerals you needed in it. And it's like those blanket statements that you see on the back of over-the-counter meds. If you're between the ages of 12 and adult, take two. Okay, well, some 12-year-olds are 200 pounds and some 100-year-olds are 90 pounds. So somebody's not getting enough and somebody's getting too much. And who gets the and who's getting it just right? So when you deal with it based on body weight, then you're also able to make sure that you get the right amount of nutrition, and then food becomes value added. But also on top of that nutrition, raw foods are good sources of enzymes, but should not be eaten if there's a problem with diarrhea. Cruciferous vegetables, which are your cabbages, your broccoli, things like that, cauliflowers, those harder vegetables, you know, will kind of impede the digestion process. Be sure to get your produce cleaned off before you eat it. And a good way to wash off produce is with a good way to wash foods is with a food grade hydrogen peroxide that you can get from pharmacy. Or I use apple cider vinegar. I put that in my water as I'm soaking my vegetables or my fruit, and I fill up the sink with water, and I put maybe a good couple tablespoons or a quarter of a cup of apple cider vinegar in there and just let it sit. And you'll be surprised how the wax falls off the apples and how all the sediment from the strawberries and different things just falls right to the bottom of the sink. And now you've washed your food. Easily digestible proteins are something you should look for. Think in terms of vegetable proteins and sprouts. Fermented food products like kimchi and miso, things like that, are easy to digest. Miso soup is very good. You see a lot of the Asian cultures, if you ever go get Asian food, Korean or Chinese or what have you, they always give you miso soup before your meal because those are easily digested proteins, and it has a little bit of fermentation in it that helps awaken the digestive system so that then when you eat that meal, it's easily digested or much better digested. You can eat things like avocado and almonds, sunflower seeds, which is one of my things. Small quantities of fat and good fat. And when we talk about good fat, we're talking about your essential fats, the proper ratios of your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. We get that through supplementation of a high-quality EFA or essential fatty acid tablet capsule. But you can also add into your diet things like your fatty fish, like your salmon, which is also very excellent, and plus it tastes good. Mushrooms, like shiitake mushrooms, contain different substances that stimulates the body's system to help fight viruses. Soups and teas can be made from these mushrooms and taken daily. Garlic is another valuable food. It has a potent antibacterial and antiviral agent. When garlic is cooked, though, which is called allicin is lost. So try to, you know, if you want to take garlic, you can take it in a supplement, or you can just cut a little bit out and chop it up real small and just throw it over some dishes so that you don't cook the nutrients out. Garlic also contains proteins and vitamin A and C and thiamine and calcium, potassium, copper, and selenium. Garlic can be juiced along with other vegetables as well. Thing about juicing, you have to drink those vegetables right away. You also can use your sea vegetables, your kelp and nori and wakame and different things of that nature to help get some of the trace minerals. We do it through high-quality nutrition, but these are things that you can add on top of that. And so people will juice and basically try to get more nutrition because you can pack more fruits and vegetables into a juicer and turn it into juice and drink it. The one thing about that is you have to drink it at that point. You don't want to let it sit for any period of time because the longer it sits, the more you lose the nutrients out of those types of foods. And so that was one of the things that intrigued me about what Dr. Wallach has done is making sure that those nutrients are packed into your protocol. And so you're getting 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, and 12 amino acids in one drink. And you mix that drink up based on body weight. Or if you don't like a drink, you can take a capsule. But they have it such that you'll get those nutrients. And then whether you eat or not, or however much you eat or not, really is not predicated on the food that you eat. It is, you should eat healthy. But as far as looking for the nutrition, you're not going to get all the things that you need as far as the nutrition goes if you're just relying on food. Phytochemicals has been associated with the prevention and treatment of at least four of the leading causes of death in this country, and that's cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and hypertension. And found in different fruits and vegetables, they are the force behind the beneficial properties those foods exhibit. Now that we have technical skills, we can pinpoint and isolate them in order to use them in treating conditions. Here's a list of different types of phytochemicals that seem to be helped with AIDS. Anti-fatigue. So if you're tired and you want to look for different fruits or vegetables, lettuce, asparagus, endive, cabbage, garlic, dandelion, and borage. That's really good for anti-fatigue. And then if you want to find a good supplement for that, you have something like pollen burst, which has OCD, SOD in it. It has different types of oxidative properties that help remove oxidative stress from the body, or antioxidative properties. You have different antiviral foods such as celery and coconut, pomegranate, berries, hemlock, fenugreek, golden seal, barberry, strawberries, rhubarb, and I would say soybeans, but most of the soybeans now are genetically modified, so I wouldn't put that in my antiviral bucket, if you will. But within the antivirals, we also understand that zinc is very good, echinacea is very good, selenium is very good, vitamin C, of course, is very good. So when we talk about what we have in that product with all those nutrients, you don't have to guess. It's already done for you. And you don't have to think about it. You just take it based on body weight. Now, the biggest thing about when you get these types of conditions is what to avoid. And that's what becomes the problem, because most of the things surrounding us are the things that they kind of have given us in the first place to get us to that point. So you want to stay away from anything that would weaken the immune system, drugs, stress, excessive sexual activity, poor food choices such as white flour, refined salt, margarine, and sugar. Studies show that sugar suppresses antibody activity for hours after consumption, which means that eating sugar regularly compromises immune health. In particular, studies show that sugar paralyzes the activity of immune cells so that these cells become unable to surround and destroy viruses and bacteria. Large amounts of sugar are also associated with thrush. Note that sugar is disguised in many foods, such as sucrose, fructose, maltose, corn syrup, and dextrose. And all of these forms are detrimental to good health. There should be no caffeine, alcohol, or cigarettes used either. If animal proteins are in the diet, they must be used sparingly. They carry residues of antibiotics and steroids, which weaken the immune system. Dairy products, especially commercial milk, can be irritating and should be avoided by a person with a weakened immune system. You'll also find that a detox, a good detox will help cleanse their body of a lot of those issues, symptoms, And also, you'll find that when you do detox, you will start to get rid of mucus. So you'll seem to have more phlegm at times. You'll seem to be, you know, blowing your nose, and you're like, man, do I have a cold? What's going on? But your body's excreting mucus. And mucus is kind of the sludge that slows down the system, and that's why we talk about drinking good filtered clean water, and so you can dilute that out and keep the fluids and everything loose, because mucus together, you know, will glob together and hold back the immune system. It is also important to remember that there are long-term aids to virus, and that a variety of holistic approaches exist that can be undertaken with the help of healthcare professionals. The AIDS patient must particularly be careful about the diet, choosing healthful, life-promoting foods with a concentration on complex nutrition, organic whole foods, and be choosy over very processed foods, or eliminate processed foods altogether. A special value are fresh juices, sea vegetables, oriental mushrooms, and garlic. Herbs exist the world over for strengthening the immune system. A particular note for AIDS are astragalus, especially when combined with legerstrum, ginseng, and betel melon. Echinacea, cat's claw, and other herbs are also beneficial. Homeopathic AIDS remedies can be prescribed according to symptoms. Large doses of intravenous or oral supplements are usually required. Antioxidant nutrients are particularly important. Ozone therapy is one of the best modalities for reversing and overcoming AIDS when used in conjunction with other treatments. Live cell therapy is an approach involving cell repair that is widely used in Europe, which is now being investigated in the United States. So there's always going to be some talk around AIDS and HIV, but really, if we just focus on keeping our immune system strong, if we focus on keeping our liver healthy and our kidneys healthy and our lungs healthy, and watch the things that we put into our bodies voluntarily and involuntarily, because certain things like the toxins we breathe, the chemicals in the air, the exhaust from cars, you know, those things we can't help if we're going to breathe. We're not all walking around with oxygen masks on. But the foods that we put in our body, the shampoos and the conditioners and the soaps and the lotions and the things that we put on our skin that absorb in our immune system, that absorb into our bloodstream within 26 seconds, weakens the body. And so those particular things are the things that we need to be aware of. And also making sure that we're taking high-quality nutrition. We're doing the things that really helps the body overcome and help itself stay strong. Vitamin C, you know, for years and years and years has always been one of those things that, you know, patients need a considerable amount of vitamin C. And if you're an AIDS patient, you take it oral and intravenously to really build the immune system and protect against secondary infections. Such high doses of make intravenous administration a necessity. In addition, vitamin C should be taken orally. A buffered form of the nutrients to protect the stomach. Vitamin C, polysaccharate, is the most easily assimilated form of vitamin C and is recommended for people suffering from chronic illness. Vitamin C stimulates white blood cell activity, causing cells to surround viruses and place them in vacuoles, so that the superoxide dismutase, which is a product, which is an ingredient found in pollen burrs and other substances in the body, can fill the space, killing the virus. Research supports that vitamin C's ability to inhibit the replication of HIV and other pathogenic microorganisms commonly found in HIV-positive individuals include Rous sarcoma virus, Epstein-Barr virus, and cytomegalovirus. This is also accomplished in several ways. Vitamin C decreases viral production, and it increases the immune system cells that fight viruses and stimulates interferon, a natural antiviral, antibacterial substance produced by the immune system. So our immune system has the things that it really needs to keep itself there. We just got to keep the things out of it that's going to weaken it, and we got to add the things in it that's going to strengthen it. And so as we talk about this time of year, you know, colds and flus and all of these other things, let's not ignore the fact that we can still increase and build our immune system. And if you look at yourself as someone who could catch HIV, and I'm not saying that, and you'll understand what I mean in a minute, if we treated ourselves that way from a standpoint of our immune system, our immune systems would be strong. Because something like that is scary enough. AIDS, HIV, those are scary. Those are some scary letters together. And if you think about your body in that context and say, I'm going to treat my immune system to prevent me getting AIDS or HIV, because normally we think about it as, oh, our sexual partners, or if we're sharing needles and all of that kind of stuff. But like I said before, AIDS and HIV is kind of a conglomeration of different diseases, just how they commingle and then how they end up affecting the body. So that virus is a bunch of symptoms in one, a bunch of major symptoms in one, a bunch of diseases in one. All diseases carry particular symptoms. So when you talk about putting two diseases together, tuberculosis and HIV, well, that's AIDS. Those are two major things on their own. And when you put them together, you get AIDS. So the biggest thing for us to take away is that the immune system has to be top-notch all the time. And this is what I talk about by not taking any days off with your health. What is it that we do every day that can increase our health? That can just be that little bit of extra in the tank to keep this system running efficiently. Every few days, depending on your driving habits, we put gas in our car. We realize if we don't, it's going to stop. Then every so much after that, we detox our system in our car, which is changing your oil. And then you put new oil in, change the filter. Well, we can't change our liver every couple of weeks. But we can surely detox it and get all of the impurities and get all of the things out of it that causes the blood to become toxic or not become properly filtered. And so that oil, that transfusion, if you will, that you do to your car is the same thing that we talk about doing to our body. So keeping that liver straight, keeping the immune system healthy. Your immune system is your army. That kills and fights anything that wants to try to enter to harm you. And once that immune system breaks down, it's just like any other war. You get inside and it gets weaker and weaker the deeper you go inside, because the systems aren't meant to hold up against that kind of onslaught in which the immune system is. So protecting the body is the immune system's job. And the nutrients that's needed to do that, when taken in the proper ratios and taken in the proper protocol, will give you that benefit. So it doesn't matter if it's AIDS, if it's cancer, if it's diabetes, if it's a seasonal cold, seasonal allergies, if it's the flu, if it's pneumonia, it doesn't matter. And it's amazing how when you really start to look at health, it's, you know, when people say, If it's the truth, you'll hear the same story. You'll hear the same answer over and over again if it's the truth. And that reminds me of health, because I can talk about many different topics on many different levels. But when you get down to the root cause of it, it's your immune system. It's your liver. It's your lungs. The amount of clean air you're getting. The amount of oxygen you're getting, It's the kidneys. It's the digestive system. It's only a few things that will cause your health to be either really great or really crappy. And that is what you focus on when you know that. You say, wow, I see why Dr. Wallach was able to find cures for over 900 diseases in animals, and also that works the same, and these protocols work the same way with humans, because we're vertebrates, we're mammals, it's the same thing. And that is why I'm so impressed when I see his body of work and I study him, and that's why I'm so fascinated by health in and of itself, because the basis of health just goes back to a few things. And that's one of the things that we strive to do when we bring people into the fold of good health and good nutrition. And the results we have speak for themselves, because you're doing it the right way. You're taking the time to detox the body, which means getting it back to ground zero. And the detox is done in such a wonderful manner that the body can really embrace it. And you'll have benefits during this detox. This was my second round, and I had different benefits between the first round and the second round. I noticed I was able to go longer not being hungry. I realized I was able to, those digestive enzymes, those truzymes that we take, they were godsend, because you could almost feel as when you ate something, and especially if you ate something wrong, man, it wreaks havoc on your stomach. And it's amazing when you detox how sensitive your body gets to things that you're not supposed to have. Your palate resets itself. So if you were hooked on sugar or hooked on certain things and had certain cravings, when you taste those foods, they just don't have that same goodness that they used to have before. It's like, yeah, that was pretty good. But things become less palatable that aren't conducive to yourself, to your system. But then you eat some good fruits and vegetables, you eat some sauteed veggies and some brown rice, and you actually feel like you're starting to eat food again. Your body's like, man, I can appreciate this. Your bowel movement habits change. I mean, it's just amazing. And so when you start there with the detox, you can go so many different ways. People are able to lose weight if it's weight that needs to be lost. People lose inches. People get off medication. People's eyes look better. The whites of their eyes look better. I mean, they just overall feel better. They sleep better. So you start there. And then also you're on a gluten-free diet while you're doing that. And when you take gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and you take those things out of your diet, which are those starches and those things that turn into those sugars that they talk about, then you really start to feel good. Your skin clears up. If you had issues with eczema, constipation, diarrhea, those tend to get better once you get off of gluten. And so that detox is so wonderful, because it's twofold. Not only are you cleansing the body, but you're feeding the body what it needs, and you're staying away from something that's harmful as gluten, because now that digestive disorder that you had can start to repair itself. And then from there, whatever's left over, meaning if you have a particular health issue, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, acid reflux, any kind of digestive disorders, if they're still around and you have a few symptoms of that, then you get on the protocol. You get on another system. So you go from the detox system to the healthy blood sugar system, or the healthy bone and joint system, or the healthy heart and brain system. So those particular systems, or the healthy digestive disorder system. So therefore, those particular systems then go in, start to fill up the deficiency bank in the body, start to feed the body with good nutrition, high-quality nutrition, and then you'll find that those things will start to go away. And so it just takes the body from giving it what it needs, giving it what it's missing, and for it to rebound. But you got to clean it out first. Can't rearrange a closet that's full of stuff with all the stuff still in there. It's almost impossible. So you got to clean it out. You got to put things, throw some things away, put some things back on the shelf, wipe some things down. That's what happens within the body. And then once all of that's squared away, then you just take your maintenance. You take your mineral complex every day. And those nutrients just keep you going. There's enough nutrients in there to give you everything your body needs when you take it based on body weight. And the great thing about it is this is a 90-day system. Most things can be rectified in 90 days, or if you feel a significant difference for the positive in a 90-day process. And so that detox is 30 days, and then you talk about maybe 2 months on a particular protocol, and you feel great. I mean, we've seen people become ex-type 2 diabetics within 45 days. People dealing with cancers, you know, do a detox or get on the Z-radical, and within a few days, shrinkage or the stopping of the tumor or growth can be inhibited. So it's paramount, even with something like AIDS and some of these major illnesses and sicknesses, it still all goes back to building that system. They call it the immune system for a reason. It's a system. And those systems need to be fed. And that's why we always say that systems work and people don't. And that immune system is a system of different things. Other parts of our bodies have a system, our digestive system. So when you have systems, you need to create a system around helping that system stay healthy. And that's why the success rate of what we do is wonderful, because it's not just here, go drink this tea, or here, go do this, or here, go try this, or go swallow that, or go sleep with this. Or it's always a system that's in place. And it's from start to finish. It's not just a detox system and then nothing after that. It's not just a protocol of nutrients system and nothing after that. We're constantly building and growing to help our systems become more efficient. And the better we do that, the less sickness we have, the less illness we have. So if there are any questions, you can press 1, and I'd be more than happy to take your question, whether it's on the topic of a protocol or detoxing or anything. You know, we're here. It's a great team of us that can help you. We're always willing to take the time to get you in the space that you need to be in, because that's one of the things. You can go to a doctor and have a consultation and pay a copay, but there's very few places you can come to have a nutritional consultation or a health consultation. But we're talking about just the deficiencies of your body, what nutrients you need, and how to take them. And so that's one of the things that we pride ourselves in, is that consultation, is the education. When people are educated on a particular topic, they can make a better decision around that topic. And that's one of the things that really excites me about this call, is that every week I get to disseminate information and I get to study, because now I get to hold the mirror in front of my face. When you study and you research, you think, man, the world needs to hear this. But at the first thought about it, it's something you need to hear. So I have my aha moments, and it keeps me hungry to come back here every Tuesday to have something to share. And next week is going to be an interesting topic for me, because I'm going to correlate how the body and music is equal when we think about different things. And I'm just going to share a little bit, but organs. We have organs in our body. organs are instruments. You think about that. The skin being the largest organ of your body. You have heartbeat. That's a beat. You have beats in music. The rhythm of the heart, rhythm in music. And so I've been kind of looking at this and playing around with it. But, you know, it's something that I'm really excited to go and study, because we always talk about, why do we like music? What does music do for us? Why is music healing? And I have, my mother's side of the family is pretty much musicians. You can get a list of 100 people and pick any name, and probably about 98 of them are going to be musicians, with the exception of me and maybe one other person. And it's not that I'm not a musician and that I don't love music. I just didn't find that to be my passion. But they play music all the time. They're drummers. They're singers. I mean, they're into music. And I say, man, when I look at them and I look at their health, and I say, what, you know, they seem to stay fairly healthy. They may not be doing all the right things, but that music, that soul, that in which that gets inside of you and creates that rhythm is therapeutic. And I understand that. And so I really started looking into it and, you know, started doing a little research on it. But I'm excited about next week to bring you that. I'm excited about the research that I'm going to be doing throughout the week to do that. And with as busy as it is this time of year with Christmas and all of these other things, this has become my life. And I enjoy it so much. It's my passion. And it's like, how can I not get up every day and read something or research something or look for something that has to do with bettering our health? Because when we better our health, then we're more able to go along with our journey, because we're all on a journey. And you also find that if you're not walking in the path of your journey, you tend to have more downfalls. You tend to have more hiccups in the road, because we have a purpose. That purpose has been given to us. And it's almost like ignoring something that you know is there. And at some point in time in your life, you say, man, I got to do something about this. And when we try to get ready to do something about it, we find our health gets in the way, or our finances are in the way. And the reason why I say finances is because medical bankruptcy is one of the number one reasons people go bankrupt in America. And so that went back to my point about that post that I made, where people say, hey, I'm looking for financial stability in my life, and I'm looking for better health. And so it's really only two things that we look for, and it's pretty simple. Out of all of the toys, out of all of the gifts, and all of the stuff that we probably would get for Christmas or would want or on our wish list, the two most basic things is finances and health. And longevity has them both, because you become a CEO of your own body. You become a CEO of your own health. You take that health into your own hands, and you use that to help fashion your passion for whatever it is that you're passionate about or that you're dreaming about, and you go after that, and your purpose just becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. And keeping a good, clean, sound mind, keeping negative people from around you, keeping negative things from inside of you, because they're toxins as well. They're cancers as well. I love the point that one of my good friends made about having cancer. She said, it wasn't the cancer that bothered me. I kind of knew I had that, but it was all the other cancers that I didn't realize were cancers. And so when I got rid of the one cancer, I made sure to get rid of all of the other cancers. And that's, no truer words have been spoken. So the company you keep, the people you keep around you, if they're toxic, you're toxic, or you're going to become toxic. It's like working on a trash truck. You may not be trash, but you sure smell closely like it when you finish working. You can't be around something and not be part of it. So we have to be careful of the company we keep and the things we read and the things we watch. Because really and truly, if it has nothing to do with your passion, besides a little entertainment here or there, it's not going to serve you. Sometimes we just need to sit and be still and laugh for a minute and take our minds off of life for a minute, but not long. Because every time you stop, it's like a red light for your passion. It's a red light for your dream, and you're not going anywhere. So that's why you have to do something with your health every day so you can do something with your passion every day. So, again, I appreciate everybody coming on tonight. I'm just enjoying watching this call grow. I'm enjoying having this type of conversation and putting this type of information in front of you. You always can call me with questions. You can always chime in by pressing 1 if you have questions, whether it be about health, whether it be about your passion, how to take that to the next level, whatever it is. But it has to be something that's inside of you that you have to get out. Greatness is only good. Greatness only is only good when it comes out. That quote made by, I think it's Thoreau, that says, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but it says that the graveyard is full of people who left their music still playing inside of them, and they never got it out. And that's one of the most powerful quotes. That's one of my favorite quotes. And also one of my other favorite quotes is, and this is the reason why I do this, because you never know what you may say or do today that will affect millions of people tomorrow. And that's what I think about every time I'm getting ready to come on and talk about a particular topic, or when I'm meeting with someone about what we do and why we do it, about the wealth that it can create, about the health that it can create. Because there's only two things that most people are looking for, and that's health and wealth. Done by, and I did that post today almost as a survey, to just be able to chime back in, to be able to harken back to what it is that people are looking for. And when you know what someone's looking for and you have a need and you can feel that, I mean, and you know their need and you can feel that need, you're no better friend in the world to be able to help that person with something that they need, because people don't care what you have unless they need it. But if you know what they need and you can help them, it's even more gratifying. So with that being said, we'll be back here next week. I'm looking forward to it. Please make sure you invite your friends, your family. These are conversations that have to be had when we're sitting at Christmas or we're sitting around at Thanksgiving. These are conversations that have to be had. The detox group, we have some people who started in December. We have another big group, which is probably going to be a bigger group going on in January. January the 5th to be exact. So this week would be your week if you want to order your detox packs. If you had someone invite you on this call, get back with them, and they will talk to you about how to order your detox system. If you need to call me and ask me, my phone number is 919-599-0916. And I will be more than glad to help you get where you need to go. But the detox team is great. And January the 5th, and then also I'll have the details on the Healthy Body Challenge, which is going to be wonderful, because all the people who are doing the detox can then submit themselves in the Healthy Body Challenge, which starts in January. Get your before and after pictures taken, and you can submit those, and you continue to build your health throughout the year. And if you win the Healthy Body Challenge, I mean, it's a big deal. Like, they treat you like a celebrity. You get clothes. You get flown out to San Diego. They put you on a stage in front of everybody, let you tell your story. I mean, it's an amazing thing. And, you know, we're in a Spartan team, and one of our Spartan team members was one of the people that won it. And, you know, he was able to get on stage and tell his stories. And he lives in California. He works in construction. I mean, and his body, from where his body was, just working construction and back problems and shoulder surgeries and all of these things, to now being able to function every day, have the quality of life that he never thought he could have. It's just amazing. And he did it through the platform of the Healthy Body Challenge, but he just got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and just so happened to say, I'm going to do something different with my health. And then there are incentives that go along with that. So that's another thing that I love about this company, is not only do they pay you to stay healthy and pay you to help other people get healthy, but the incentives are wonderful. And it's just something that we should want to do anyway. I mean, so to get rewarded for something you're supposed to do is a great thing by itself. So thank you again so much for joining me. We'll be here next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's next Tuesday, which is 12/19, December 19, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, if you need to reach me, my phone number is 919-599-0916. And as always, before I end the show, I want to pay homage and condolences and give my heart to my wonderful friend John Bryan, and you know, just thank him in the spirit for all the things that he's done for me, helped me, mentor me, and just has been there with me in the trenches helping fight this mission. And you know, what a wonderful soldier to have had and have spent time with. And so I dedicate my show to him, all of my shows to him from here on out, because my why just got greater. And that's just one of those things, that certain things happen in your life that when you thought you had one why, it gets increased. And when it gets increased, you've got to harness that passion and you got to run with it. Because I feel like if I don't, I'm doing him a disservice. And when you feel like you have other people that besides yourself to be accountable to, you will be accountable. So the late nights and the early mornings don't bother me. It's all for a purpose, a wonderful purpose. So thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you all next week. Like I said, please invite your friends, your family, colleagues, anybody who you thought needed to hear this. If you need a recording of the show, somebody, something you heard resonated with you, or somebody you know and you want them to hear it, ask me for the recording. You can text me, you can call me, and I'll give you the link to the recording so you can share that or go back and listen to it at some point in time. Also in January, we're going to start doing Facebook Live along with the show, so that way people who are on the Facebook Live platform, excuse me, that tune into the show will be able to ask questions right there in the comments, and I'll take a specific time throughout the show to answer those comments. Also, one other thing, if you haven't done it, we'll start to text out where we have an automated text blast, just the call information, and some of you may have already done it. We're not going to roll that out until January, so the new year is going to be powerful for Health Talk Radio Show. It's going to another level, and we're taking everybody with us, and it's just going to be able to create a platform for you and for things that you believe in, as well as those of your friends and family. And we're just figuring out more ways to be able to reach people in such a easier fashion. The more convenient we can make it, we're looking at going into podcasting. So there's a lot of things in the works for the show, and we're going to continue to work, continue to strive, continue to make it better. So I just appreciate everybody who gets on now, and just to know that so many other things are in the works. This is going to be a staple for a really long time. So, again, I appreciate it. Talk to you next week. Good night.